Yeah, I mean, I think the big message I would have for primary care doctors would be, if you have a patient that you have difficult time getting their diabetes controlled now, there are so many new tools. Certainly do feel free to call on your local diabetes specialist to help you out with those cases. The main message I would have for patients with diabetes is that this is not your grandfather's Oldsmobile. You know, it's a new era. Back in the day, you know, frankly, I was drawn to diabetes because it was so difficult to manage. You know, you had to be sort of a faith healer and really motivate people to do things that they didn't think they otherwise could do. You know, the tools are so good now that no one has any business having long-term complications of diabetes. We really should be able to control diabetes in virtually everyone. You know, sometimes the treatments are pretty expensive, and so with our healthcare system, there are issues in America with getting the right kind of care to the right kind of people at the right time. But in general, everybody with diabetes should do well, you know, live out a full lifespan without any disabling complications.
Wonderful message.
Right.
And for patients, especially if you know you have kidney disease, if you know you have heart disease, these two classes of drugs are useful drugs to remember so that you can help your doc pick those drugs.
So, Ron, you know, you're a kidney specialist. What, you know, we've had this conversation now. I don't think you really knew
I'm
everything.
I'm completely brainwashed.
Right. No. But, you know, I don't think this is something that you've thought a lot about today. So what did you hear is the real take-home message?
That patients who have kidney disease from diabetes should ask their nephrologist and ask their diabetes doctor whether this group of drugs, especially the SGLT2 inhibitors, are very useful. And if the trials come out definitively that this group of drugs really does decrease the progression of disease, they're going to be first-line agents.
Yeah. I spend most of my time doing clinical trials. So we've done several hundred clinical research projects over the last 25 years here at UNC. And I have to say the one disappointment I have in my professional career is not related to the lack of discoveries and the lack of advances. It's the lack of implementation of the things that we know work. So as an example, the message that we just talked about, reducing the risk of heart attacks, we've known that in some way, form, or fashion for the last 3 or 4 years, and still only about 10 or 15% of people who have heart disease are taking either one of these drugs. You know, we need to do things like this to make sure that providers get this message, but also that patients are empowered to go to their doctor and say, hey, I was listening to this podcast. I heard I should be taking these SGLT2 inhibitors. You know, what do you know about that?
And if you don't know about it, please ask.
And it wouldn't take a doctor. I mean, I remember a patient who called me out on something once, and I have really avoided being called out on that issue ever since. So it doesn't take very many reminders from patients to change doctor behavior.